Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, May 26th. It's 25 degrees outside, and actually feels like 25, so no more stupid wind cooling things off. It's just nice and hot. So, this episode of Dailyish brought to you by A Small Orange. If you would like to go visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/98, you can see a link to a video tutorial on how to get signed up with Small Orange if you need web hosting, WordPress sites, blogs, e-commercing, portfolios, what other buzzwords, business. That's all available with a Small Orange and easy website hosting. And also the Patreon supporters, folks like Jason Bryant, Colin Jaffe, Bobby Collier, Jason DeFlippio, Bill Kempthor, Jason Irwin, a lot of Jasons, Bryn, Marie, Deanne, Jimmy, Rebecca, I'll skip the last names for now, Kevin, John, Mike, Tim, Kate, Todd, Adam, Tim, Kyle. So a few Jasons, a few Tims. Other names, you can step up if you want. But thanks to them for supporting. You can do so as well, patreon.com/iChris. And it'll make you feel better about yourself, I think. I've been delinquent for a few days here with recording. Life and a little bit of sickness got in the way. But those are just dumb excuses. Basically just couldn't think of anything interesting to talk about. And so I struggle with whether to record it anyways and see what happens or to wait until inspiration strikes or I just get so down on myself for not recording in recent enough that I record something. So this is a little mix of both. I think the title will be Calendars and To-Dos or something like that. And on my Mac, on my iPhone, I really love trying out new tools, new digital tools anyways. I don't really go worry about which hammer is the latest, greatest hammer or shovel, as the case was yesterday when I helped shovel half a ton of sand into our sandbox. We could stop seeing the landscape fabric at the bottom of our sandbox and stuff. Anyways, that's a story for another time. I think in my world anyways, my real world, not the digital online Twitter world necessarily, but definitely a real world, people are often scared to switch new tools they use, like the calendar tool or the to-do list, if they do anything digitally like that. They're scared to because that seems like it's a lot of work and a new interface and blah. I probably spend more time tinkering than doing, so that's my issue. But these days with data being what it is, especially, I can't speak for Windows, but I know on the Mac anyways, like your calendar data, for example, is stored on the Mac and then apps just interface with that data. So it's not like it's stored in a Outlook file or a calendar file or a CalDev file. Well, it's probably CalDev somehow, but you can use whatever app you want to use to interface with that data, but the data itself is stored generally independent of the app. And so you're not locked into some proprietary format because of that, which is kind of nice. And so it still seems scary, I'm sure, for folks to like install some new calendar app and you give it permissions to your calendar data. And then you're like, what's going to happen with all my data? And so I understand that. But I kind of need to figure out, in light of spending more time tinkering than actually doing, I think I need to figure out how to turn that into what I do instead of what I do to avoid doing what I do, if that makes any sense at all. So if you've got an idea, let me know. Anyways, the latest thing I've switched to using is something called Sunrise Calendar. Sunrise.am, I believe, is the URL for that site, tool, app. And it's you can hear I got a little throat or chest infection or something or whatever. You can hear that occasionally as I cough up a lung. What it is basically is a calendar app that it's a web version. There's a website you can use. There's an iOS app, an Android app, a Mac app, and probably other app. And it's a decent looking calendar, like as far as visually the way the calendar itself is laid out. I like the sort of scrolling view on my iPhone. It's kind of nice. Just gives you a nice scrolling list of the things that are happening next. You can also see a bigger weekly view and stuff on there, but I've kept it in sort of the scrolling list view. And basically, one of the main reason why I like it as opposed to, what was I using before? Calendars by Riedel, I think it was called, is the online sort of integration with other apps and services. So you can sign it up, hook it into your Facebook account. Well, these are the ones I use anyways, Facebook, Google Calendar, iCloud, Twitter, Foursquare, LinkedIn, Todoist, and Trello. So, for example, I don't really care about having all those things hooked in. Like having whatever events, I rarely use any events through Facebook that I'd want to see in a calendar, but I can just turn off that calendar inside Sunrise and not see it anymore if I don't really want to, or if it gets inundated with dumb events that you're invited to, bulk invites or whatever on Facebook and stuff like that. You can have, you know, the Facebook birthday calendar thing, I think, syncs across or whatever if you need that or whatever. But one example that's nice for me anyways is if I use I use Foursquare just fairly privately. It's not, I don't have it publicly available, but to check into various locations, and I just find it interesting to see how long it's been since I've been at Starbucks one day or something or whatever. Or when was the last time? It's been a year since I've been to this other restaurant or whatever. That kind of stuff. And it's kind of, so it's kind of nice, but it also helps now with this because I can see it just basically pulls all my Foursquare check-ins when I remember to do it into the calendar. And so it makes it easier to figure out, like, okay, was this budget item in our bank account listed that just says co-op, let's say. Is this easier? Is this actually from Co-op Grocery Store, or was it for Co-op Gas? And so it makes it easier to figure out things like that, budget money and where I was when this money went out or this money came in for checks and stuff with for work and stuff, clients paying me and things like that. It's kind of handy that way. It's not like an amazing thing, but it and I wouldn't pay for that integration or anything like that, but it's nice that it's there. And then things like Todoist and Trello are two different services, apps that I use for managing to-do lists and ideas and things that I'm working on for clients as well as just for home stuff. And so there again, it's nice to just have that integration where I can in one spot see things that are coming up, bills that are due that I store in Todoist, things that I have to get done at home and around our house. And then also with Trello, any sort of coding and good stuff related podcast stuff, that due dates and things that we've set and established or milestones for different things can get pulled into there. If you're a coder, nerdy guy, person, lady, thing, GitHub milestones can also be tracked in Asana, Eventbrite, Meetup, Basecamp, Exchange is coming on the web. Anyways, lots of great integrations, and it's free. It's owned by Microsoft now, which is probably a good thing. They seem to be improving on the integrations elsewhere, not just trying to like tie it back into. It's interesting that Exchange support, which is a Microsoft thing, still isn't officially added, other than I think on the iOS version, or maybe it's just the web version. Anyways. No, it's not the web version. Sorry, I'm looking at that. But anyways, Exchange, which is a Microsoft thing, is still not added, whereas all these other services are already there. So anyway, interesting to check it out. Like I said, especially on Mac, iOS, it's not a big deal to use a different calendaring app because the data is stored separately. And check it out. What are you using for calendars and stuff like that? Do you do anything like that? Just use the default Mac calendar. The frustrating thing with on the Mac and iOS with using a different calendar app is you still have to go back to the native calendar app, Mac or iOS, if you get events or sharing it. That's like often where it defaults to opening it up. So it's not that you can go completely all in this case, Sunrise or Calendars by Readle or whichever one you happen to be using. But, and I forgot the best part of Sunrise, which is what sort of attracted me to it in the first place, or where I heard about it again. It's been out for a while, but they just added a new feature called Meet. And basically what it allows you to do on the iPhone version, it gives you a special keyboard for like setting up meeting times, but that might be a little bit weird to use the keyboard. On the Mac version, on the web version, you can just hit the little Meet button, and M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T, and basically sort of highlights a bunch of different times, dates for meetings. It generates a URL for you automatically that you copy and paste into an email or a text message. The person who receives that gets, clicks it, obviously taps it, opens up a thing that allows them to just choose from the 5 or 2 or 10 or whatever different meeting times that you set as available. And then you get a confirmation back. So it's kind of an easy way to set up meetings and things like that. And what's nice, again, because it's a web-based service, your data is hooked into the Sunrise servers or whatever, it's updated in real time. So if you send out an invitation for Monday at 10 p.m. or whatever, and Tuesday at 10 p.m. But in the meantime, before they actually open that link, you've actually scheduled something for Monday at 10 p.m. and that's no longer an option, then it won't show that as an option to the person who's receiving the invite. Because otherwise, you know, you get back and forth. Oh, shoot, now it's scheduled. So does this still work? No, it doesn't. And you're sort of back and forth and back and forth. Yeah, really handy. Dig it for that reason alone. And again, like I said, you could use, in theory, you could use Sunrise just for setting up meetings, let's say, but still use the Google or the main calendar on the Mac, calendar.app on the Mac to actually manage your to dates and schedule and stuff like that if you wanted to. But I think you'd like it. It's a really interesting way to look at your data, your dates. Sorry, I keep saying data. The data, I guess, that is your dates and your schedule and calendar, and having it sort of accessible all places, web, phone, computer, works really well. That's it for this episode of Dailyish, and thanks for listening. If, like I said, visit patreon.com/iChris if you'd like to support podcasting that I do here, and you can also be a guest on a future episode of Dailyish. Link is in the show notes, and you can follow me on Twitter, iChris on Twitter, and good stuff, of course, goodstuff_FM. We're still in the revamping, rebuilding, renovating of Good Stuff's phase, which I know probably feels like it's going on forever. Hoping to have some good stuff, new stuff, all sorts of stuff to announce in the near future. But for now, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.